listener production.
Hello, I'm Adam Hemmings. A disgraced basketball star is likely to be deported after he serves time in prison over two violent sexual assaults. A Sydney court has sentenced former Perth Wildcats player Kendall Tiny Pinder to 8 years in jail over the attacks. He pleaded guilty to two charges and the court's heard his visa has been cancelled. Around 80 firefighters are monitoring the Perth Hills fire, which remains contained and under control. A watch and act alert is still in place this afternoon for parts of Red Hill, Millenden, Herne Hill and Baskerville. Authorities say it's possible an arsonist started the fire on Tuesday, with the cause still believed to be suspicious. More than $21 million is being set aside to expand apprenticeships for the building and construction industry. 150 additional spots are being created, boosting the workforce and allowing homes to be built sooner. Training Minister Simone McGurk is expecting it'll be a popular extension.
Employers very keen to take on apprentices, but particularly keen to get the financial support that comes with this scheme. Those employers can be supported by around $134,000. Per apprentice.
The Corruption and Crime Commission has found one of its officers had an intimate relationship with an informant after going rogue. It's tabled a new report finding the staffer corruptly used her position for personal gain. The CCC says it has exposed weaknesses within the commission and the woman has since been stood down. To sport, WA was 2-for-161 a short time ago on the opening day of the Sheffield Shield final against Tasmania at the Wacker. And Fremantle will debut more WA talent when they take on North Melbourne this weekend. 20-year-old Rockingham product Josh Draper is set to play and he says he gained confidence in their pre-season games.
Those two games against West Coast and Port, it was just such a good experience and, you know, it just made me gain confidence knowing that I can, you know, come up against guys at the level. So it's really held me in good stead.